Today is December 5th, 2018, and I'm currently in my room with my big sister, Andrea, who I'll be interviewing. Andrea, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Andrea, and I am Gladys' big sister.
Is it all right if I interview you today?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to start off with the first question, which is, who's one of the most important people in your life?
One of the most important people in my life would have to be my mom.
And why is she the most important person in your life?
She's the most important because, or one of the most important, because growing up, I was the firstborn, so it's only natural for me to look up to my mom, to what she does, to how she does things, and just her values and morals and traditions and everything. So growing up, although I wasn't an only child for a long time, I really was able to look up to my mom and really look to her as a person that's really important, but not only that, like a role model.
Okay. And has she also been the biggest influence on your life, or would you have to say that that's been somebody else?
I would say she's the biggest influence as well, just because I look at myself now and some of the things I consider important in my life are like traditions and stuff. I can tell they're the same as hers, but not because she's forced them on me, but because she's been in a positive influence where I can be like, well, I want that for myself too. So definitely she's been a big influence.
Would you be willing to share either a happy or a sad memory in your life?
Sure.
Would it be a sad or a happy one?
I think we can go with, let's go with happy.
Happy? Okay.
One of my happiest memories, I think, would be when we got our first dog, Max.
Why would that be the happiest?
Just because we didn't have pets for like, we've never had pets actually.
Yeah, no.
We've never had pets. So you don't really know what you're missing until you get it. Mm-hmm. I think, and that's the story with Max, where we got a dog and it was like, well, we didn't know we needed a dog this whole time, because now, like, it brought such a positive and happy experience into our lives, where if he would do something naughty, it'd be, yes, redirecting it, but also it was funny or it was cute, and it'd bring us all together just to be like, aww, like, the whole family, literally, and I think that's something beautiful.
Yeah, now he's like our child, basically.
Yes.
Okay, so you've been married for how many years now?
A year and a couple months.
Now, can you tell me about the love of your life?
Well, what about him?
Well, his personality, you know, what you admire about him, what he's like.
I think a lot of people don't understand him. Like, I think a lot of people would have him come off as maybe rude, or just a lot, like, how do I put this? I think people don't have a good view of him, but it's because they don't know him, and it's not because he's a bad person, but he's very shy.
So
he's very, like, it takes quite a while for you to get to know him before you're like, okay, he's not a bad guy, and it's not that he's conceited, or it's not that he's stuck up, or he doesn't want to talk to us, or he thinks he's better. Simply, he's just shy and very, like, reserved, and I think we've all experienced him being like that at first, and it took him quite a while to feel comfortable around us, to where the point where we can joke now, and I mean, it's been more than 2 years now of him being really close by, and I think we're just starting to see him break his shell.
So maybe it's the fact that people don't stick around long enough to get to know him.
I would say that.
Yeah.
And just people just, I don't know, like I've gotten comments where it's like, well, I thought your husband was this, or I thought your husband was that. I'm just like, but he's never like started problems, or he's never like said something rude, or he's never came off as douchey. But it's just like people just misjudge him, I guess.
How did you meet your husband?
Met him in high school.
And you actually went to, you both went to Cleveland.
We both went to Cleveland, and I met him because he was in the same program I was, which was the AOT program. We didn't start dating, though, officially until after our senior year. Like, our senior year, we graduated, and that summer was when we first, just because he always mentioned to me that a high school fling was not something he wanted to have with me. It was always something more serious.
I see. And can you tell me about one of the happiest moments you guys have together?
I think it's one of the happiest ones has definitely been like him just like, I think our first vacation together.
Which was Mexico or Pittsburgh?
Mexico.
Okay, Mexico.
Our first, because I've never traveled farther than maybe from here to San Diego without my family, or in general alone to another like country. So I think that was beautiful because he made me feel safe, and I honestly enjoyed it. And I get really bad anxiety being away from home, so the fact that I was able to still enjoy myself and feel safe at the same time was something really awesome. Like, that vacation was very, very, very beautiful.
Now, moving on from your relationship, I kind of want to talk a little bit about the jobs that you've worked in. So out of all that you've worked in, which has been your favorite or has stood out to you the most?
Definitely being a teacher's assistant for LAUSD. I've done a lot of customer service, ranging from making my way up and growing from position from sales associate to like a team lead or something like that. And yes, it was something nice to provide customer service, but when I was able to do teacher's assistant, it's a whole different world, because you could be having a very bad day, and then one of your first graders or second graders can say something just like blindsided, you know, like a funny comment, and you're just, your whole day is made because you think about that, and you're like, wow, like they could have a bad day in the morning because they're crying because they don't want to leave home, but by lunchtime they're completely fine. And it's definitely a very uplifting environment, I think. Very funny, very casual, very like laid back, where you start making friends with all these little kids that learn to trust you, and being in their lives so little time, and they completely like put like all type of trust in you. And it's a big responsibility, but it's definitely one of my favorites.
Now, if you could choose any career, what would it be and why?
Any career. I think I would pick, if I was able to really kind of block myself out from being too sensitive in a way, I think I'd be a vet. But I can't. And I've been told, why weren't you a vet? You love animals. You love caring for animals. You know, you're very vocal about your passion for animals and saving them and adoption instead of buying. But I wouldn't have the strength to put an animal down or to see it come into the office with very like traumatic injuries. But yeah, definitely that, because I definitely do have a lot of love for animals, not just dogs or cats, but anything.
Yeah. So how has your life been different from what you have imagined when you were younger, like still in high school or middle school?
I think we shouldn't plan ahead, because nothing goes according to plan. My mind was like totally different. I was like, I'm not gonna get married till I'm 26. I want to finish school by the time I'm 21. I want to have my full career set on with my, like, including my degree. Like, being able to use it by 22, maybe. I want to own my home, my first house by the time I'm 25. Yes, some of those things have happened, but I definitely think we all like have this plan and it never works out, and it's okay, but definitely try to set goals. I think set goals instead of a timeline. Mm-hmm. Set goals.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because I feel like if you plan, it's kind of like you're...
What are you going to do if nothing works out?
Like there's expectations. Mm-hmm. And when those expectations aren't reached, you get disappointed. And it's like you don't have a backup plan, you know?
So I would say set short-term goals and set long-term goals. Mm-hmm. And it's okay for it not... Like my goal was to finish school by the time I was 21. And it hasn't happened. But then again, I didn't plan to own a house till I was like 25, 26, but it happened earlier.
Yeah.
So definitely just set goals instead of a timeline.
And to lastly finish off the interview, are there any words of wisdom that you would like to pass on to me?
Don't look at what others are doing. Mm-hmm. Focus on yourself. And I think that's one of the things I've struggled with. Just go at your own pace. It's your time. It's your life. Don't go based off what other people your age are doing or younger. You know, you know your struggles. You know what you live, and not everybody has the same life, or not everybody has the same opportunities. It takes people shorter time, longer time. Just go at your own pace. Don't look at what others are doing. Focus on yourself.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you for making time to do this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for interviewing me. Yay!